On council's agenda for their Tuesday night meeting, Councillor Connie Glenn and Councillor Lisa Osanek have put forward a motion to cease the city's use of the social media platform X. As of February 1st, 2025, the city turned off replies and direct messaging on the platform for the City of Kingston and Kingston Transit accounts. In the release from the city announcing the change, entitled Prioritizing Positive Communication, Why We're Turning Off Replies on X, the city cited increased numbers of spam accounts following and messaging the city and inflammatory and abusive comments from users on the platform as the reasoning behind the decision. Jen Panarski, Manager of Communications and Public Engagement with the city, had the following to say about the decision in an interview with CFRC shortly after the announcement.
What comments and messages drove this decision, and who or where were they coming from?
So we've been tracking over the last couple of months a lot big change in user behaviors on X. We think that could be potentially due to changes in the algorithm. We've also seen an increase in spam accounts or bot accounts. So what that ends up happening to our staff is we will receive anywhere up to 1,000 or sometimes 2,000 messages a month on X. And sometimes those aren't very productive conversations. Sometimes we're tagged in something that is like we are in the wrong Kingston, because there's also a Kingston, Jamaica, and there's also a Kingston, London. So we were actually just getting a lot of noise. And so by turning off comments and replies, that helps our staff then redirect their focus on other platforms like Meta, where we have more productive conversations.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're seeing big changes to a lot of social media platforms, including Meta. I was wondering what kind of conversations you're having internally about social media on a larger scale.
No, that's a great question. So social media is by far one of the largest platforms that we have to be able to connect with the community. And we know that people on each of those platforms are all a little bit different. So for example, folks on Meta, they tend to be sort of in a younger demographic versus those on X or other channels tend to be a little bit older. We also use YouTube and emails and newspaper ads to reach a broad demographic. So to answer your question specifically about Meta, we know that there's a lot of changes happening at the policy level on Meta, and we're watching those carefully really to safeguard staff and community members from any non-productive conversations that could happen there.
Mm-hmm. And was it mostly bots and spam that kind of led to this decision, or was it also maybe just comments that weren't productive that were actually from people?
We do, unfortunately, do receive some abuse on social media. We have, you know, humans behind every conversation, and we have a really dedicated social media team. So part of that in protecting the well-being of city staff, that was another reason why we chose to remove replies on X.
Mm-hmm. And you found it was X specifically where you were getting more of these abusive comments compared to other platforms?
I would like to say it's X alone. Sometimes when, as a municipality, we introduce projects or initiatives that the community does not like, for sure, social media is a way that they reach out and let us know that they're unhappy with a decision. We have absolutely mechanisms to try and take in some of that feedback, specifically our public engagement platform. And there's always opportunities for you there to share, you know, your input about a project. We really do try and encourage people to have a positive interaction with us. So sometimes that's just a matter of, you know, encouraging people to read through a project or read through a report before they offer feedback on social media, just so that they have a really full understanding of why we're doing something that we're doing in the municipality.
And did you find when X was Twitter that this was different, or that the landscape was different even a year ago, or was it kind of always building up to this and now was just the time where you said enough is enough?
That's a really good question. So we've been monitoring changes in social media. It's just part of our business practice here in communications and public engagement. We have noticed an escalation or increasing number of spam accounts on X in particular, more so in the last 6 months, last year. X is the platform that was the most disruptive in terms of those fake accounts or spam or abuse. And that's why we chose to turn off replies specifically on X at this time.
The motion being considered by council tonight will take this a step further, completely withdrawing from X.
In addition to the reasoning for turning off comments and replies, the motion lists X and the corporation's owner, Elon Musk, as being in conflict with, quote, the municipal values of evidence-based decision-making and diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility, as well as a sharp 18% decline in engagement on X in the last few months. Kingston is not the only Canadian municipality having this discussion, with Cambridge and the District of North Vancouver already leaving the platform and many other municipalities considering the move. Should the council vote for the city to exit X entirely, the city will still have other ways of connecting with Kingstonians, including other social media platforms.
So there's always lots of different ways to be able to connect with the city. So our customer experience line, that's actually one of the best ways to try and reach out to the city if you have a question or concern about something. They're able to pick up the phone or respond to a service request. We redid our website in May 2024, and so it's much more user-focused on really that quick information that people are looking for in order to do business or even live and work and play in the city. And we're finding a lot of success in really meeting with community members, going to in-person meetings, our public engagement platform, print, posters in community. So social media has always been one way that we connect with community members. It's never just been the only way. So that's what we try and remind people is municipal government really is one of the most accessible levels of government in Canada. And we're always here. We're always listening.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.